Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
Richard Reese is going to stop in a little later on this morning. Our buddy Nick Allen will be here tomorrow. Comedian friend, Canadian, Greg Morton in the studio Thursday and Friday. Greg's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
If we can get him over the border.
Yep. Build that wall. Stop the Canadians. What's up, Mr. Evans?
They're the next problem.
Yeah, Stanline Tuesday on Twitter also.
Now I'm getting a bunch of links to...
Stairway to Heaven from Dolly Parton?
No. No, dogs like to dress up. No, they don't. No, they're doing that to please you.
They have fur.
You like the dog to dress up.
They have fur. I've taken my dog outside recently, you know, to poop or something like that, and it's freezing out, and he doesn't act like it. He just hangs out there forever, and I'm thinking, I ain't going out there, and then he comes back in. He doesn't need a jacket because he's a dog. I should say she's a dog. I'm sorry. That's just now I'm not saying those videos are kind of funny sometimes, but take it off as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Once you make fun of your dog, take it off as soon as possible.
After you're done humiliating your dog.
Take it off as soon as possible. All right.
Delta Airlines banning emotional support animals.
I fly Delta a lot.
On flights longer than 8 hours.
Oh, all because the dog says, or whatever, the animal's going, this is crap.
No.
Because you can't take him out to walk.
Right, because of the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog crap on a plane, oh my God, how bad would that smell?
Oh, God.
I mean, just a big old dog turd on that plane.
I think I saw a story a couple weeks ago, Craig. Was there one where a guy got on a plane, sat down, and somebody's dog had crapped in the seat?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it was all over him, and he said, hey, and they said, nah, sorry, you're just going to have to deal with it till we get to the other end of the flight.
Oh, my God.
So for like 2-3 hours, he had to sit there with dog crap all over him.
Well, I mean, first of all, you better get a free damn flight out of that. But still, I don't know what they could have done to him. They could have gotten new jeans in the mall there.
Or they could have just said, walk, bitch. Which is probably
well. I think you say, listen, let's clean up as best as possible, and then get you a couple of some free flights or something like that.
Yeah, I bet you they didn't.
They don't do that
because
airlines don't give a crap.
They don't.
They don't care.
They really don't.
Delta is also banning puppies and kittens on all flights. They say that they will not allow animals younger than 4 months as support animals on any flights. Beginning December 18th, week from today.
People start taking advantage of it, and that's really sad for people that actually do need it. You know, the blind dogs, and you'll see those, which people need. Service dogs people need. But I see small dogs in every airport now, and it's usually with some foo-foo lady. And that dog is not emotional support. It's just she wants to take it everywhere.
No, you can tell. The dog is not disciplined at all.
No, it's just sitting
there. The dog's jumping all over the place. Right. It's obviously not trained to be an emotional support dog.
Ostrich? What was it? Emotional support ostrich? What was it that time?
No, it was a peacock.
A peacock. That's right.
Peacock she tried to take on the plane.
Yeah.
Delta said that they are going to change their policy after an 84% increase in reported incidents involving service and support animals over the last couple of years. These incidents include animals relieving themselves on flights, biting passengers and crew.
Holy crap.
And then one attack by a 70-pound dog.
Jesus.
Yeah, I just found this story about the dude who sat in the dog poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an ill service animal. So it was kind of all over, and they said here's two paper towels and a bottle of gin. Sorry,
a small bottle of gin.
Yeah, the little airplane bottle. Yeah. And they said if the cleaning crew didn't clean it up, sorry, that's not my problem. Sit down.
Now the United policy.
Oh God, I'm starting to get a little sick in my stomach. There,
you put it in a carrier and then you put it in the overhead bin and you kill it. That's how United deals with service animals.
That was weird.
At least this was only Atlanta to Miami, so that's a short flight, right. But still. And he was wearing loafers, too, no socks, so it was all right there on his feet.
I thought you said he sat in it.
Well, he said it was all over the seat. It was on the back of his legs, on his feet, on his shoes.
I need to walk into the airport. I'm taking my pants off.
Yeah, I wonder if he had to sit on a train to get the baggage claim or something. Who wants to sit next to that guy?
Never been to the Miami airport. I don't know.
I have, but it's been a long time.
Do you have carry-on shorts? Nothing, no carry-on bag either, because a carry-on bag might involve another pair of pants or something.
Still have to sit in it, so you don't change your pants until you get to the other end.
Well, you take those pants and wipe it all up and then throw those pants away.
But, I mean, Atlanta to Miami, that might have been a business trip. He might have been out and back in one day.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
He might have just been
hopping
down for a meeting and coming back. Might have just had his laptop and his and nothing else.
So just actually to be careful, just look in the seat first.
Yeah, make sure a dog didn't have diarrhea before you got on the flight.
Or a human.
You know, you should just assume that. You should be able to just assume that. I'm going to go sit in my airline seat and assume a dog hasn't crapped in it.
I dropped a full Bloody Mary on my lap years ago. I was drunk. I spill anyway, and I kind of went bloop. I just hit the glass. It was just tomato juice right on my pants, all up and down. No way cleaning it up. Just kind of wiped the ice off the seat, sat in it.
No club soda?
Nothing. I felt like such a douchebag. You know.
Well, that's because you are.
And then I spilled a Bloody Mary on a dude next to me in a flight a couple years ago, first class, actually.
That's a douche move.
Yeah, I hit the Bloody Mary, and it went on his pant leg, he had a new jacket on. But he couldn't have been cooler. He was probably 65, flying somewhere, looked like he had some money. He didn't care. He said, man, don't worry about it. You know, because I'm figuring he looked like a drunk also. But he could not have been cooler. I'm sorry, dude.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Real cool.
It's nice when people are nice.
Yeah. It's nice when drunk spill Bloody Marys on you.
Did you have that look like, no, I needed that Bloody Mary?
I ordered another one. I ordered another one. I guess I'm going to keep us over here way to the right by the window because I was in the window.
Please don't yell at me. Yeah. I needed that. But I'm going to get another one.
But now you can just say, hey, at least I didn't poop on you. Relax.
You know, you can say that to just about everybody.
Yeah. In everyday life.
Yes.
What are you mad at? At least I didn't poop on you.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's a part of me that wants to say to this dude who sat down, like why didn't you notice that was dog? But at the same time, I'm with Todd. You shouldn't have to look.
No, people do sit down real quickly a lot of times.
You should just assume.
You're getting on a plane, you're putting stuff down, you're hassled, you sit down real quick. I get that, yeah.
That's not in anybody's radar.
You should assume there's dog poop.
You should be able to assume there's no dog poop in your airplane seat.
Right.
However, you should be able to smell it.
Again,
18 rows back.
It's somebody's ass.
Yeah.
You're rushed. You're getting on the plane. You throw it in the bin. You sit down real quick, and then you go.
A lot of guys, especially business guys, are walking on that plane on their phone, too.
You know,
blah, 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 blah. Here's
my seat. Boom.
Here's my seat. Hang on. There you go.
According to a study published in the journal Nature Human Behavior, nice people.
Yeah, that's us.
Maybe more prone to developing mental illness.
That's not us.
Oh, yeah.
You think we're nice?
No, but I think we're mentally ill.
Or at least developing it.
I ain't arguing that.
Well, so you're working backwards from the mental illness to being nice.
I think we're nice off the air to a lot of people.
The study showed that people who are nice.
What does that mean, nice?
Sensitive to unfairness or inequity.
Well, that's us. That's how we lean. We do lean that way.
People who are sensitive to unfairness or inequity. People who are nice are more likely to show symptoms of depression.
We care too much.
Than people who are more selfish and egotistical.
We do care too much.
That remained true when researchers followed up with participants a year later.
Right. Tyler's got a point there.
I know we do.
We're not among those that if somebody finally gets some rights that we think, whoa, they got rights, so we must have less.
No, I'm sad when people are screwed over all the time. babies ripped out of mom's hands.
Yeah, it's easier to be happy if your general attitude is, "Hey, I got mine, I don't care."
And I know guys like that.
You know?
And we all know people like that.
When you just block out all the rest of the crap going on in the world, it is. It's easier to be happy.
Exactly. Nicer people are more vulnerable.
I hate when people tell me to do that, too. I can't.
You have to try to a degree, but you can't block all of it out.
I'm doing better now than I was back in September when I was having trouble sleeping. I'm doing much better now because... patient number one's in trouble, maybe.
Nicer people are more vulnerable to depression because they are
depressed.
More likely to be empathetic, feel guilty about inequity, and be stressed by unfairness. Thanks to the MRIs, the researchers know this emotional sensitivity is hardwired into their brains.
liberal cucks. Is that what we are, Todd? Because we care too much?
Yeah, I haven't seen that in the email lately.
No, I know we haven't.
I don't know what we're doing wrong.
Yeah. They say being kind and nice and sensitive to the plight of others could make people more sensitive to depression.
Well, that's not a good story because it makes me sad because we're going down the depression mental illness path, which I've known for years.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's a sunshiny, warm time of the year.
You're right.
This is the worst time of the year to be depressed.
Oh, God, it is. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kiwanis.
Happy holidays.
Right.
Kwanzaa.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Christmas parties are very often where people start to have an affair, or maybe just a little one-off, either a kiss or an evening with people that are not their significant
others. Anybody having affairs in radio anymore? Anybody down the hall having an affair? We don't know anybody here anymore. We actually know a lot of people here, but we just don't know if anybody's
there. Yeah, but there doesn't seem...
Everybody's been here for so long, nobody's actually having an affair with anybody, right?
Yeah, you got to stick around for more than 2.5 minutes after the show to find that stuff out.
Yeah, I know, but I know all the people...
Or talk to someone.
Well, I recognize all the full-time people on the air in this building, radio-wise. I don't know if the TV people are probably all banging each other all the time. Is anybody having an affair?
Not that I know of.
I'm unaware of it, but I don't ask.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here do I...
And generally, it's not on-air people banging each other. That was just in your instance. Usually, it's people from different departments that are banging each other. And we don't interact with people from different departments, generally. Or we try not to.
Try not to.
Well, they try not to.
Unless we need something, or they need something from us.
You can't hide anything.
Sure you can.
You cannot. No, not eventually.
I assume people hide stuff all the time.
Yeah, but then they eventually get caught. If the affair lasts, somebody knows. Two people looking at each other, two people in a room together, it's too obvious. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
People get snagged.
It lasts.
And when we used to hang out actually with coworkers, been a little while, you would see it all the time.
You would.
And you would see, that's happening.
But we don't hang out with them, so we don't know.
We have no idea.
We really don't know.
It's been a while since we've hung out with anybody.
But when we were paying attention, it would seem, every once in a while.
You knew it.
They're banging each other.
You knew it.
Those two are banging each other.
So it's got to be happening because people are still people.
Right.
It was happening when we were younger. You had affairs in your radio station, so did I.
No.
Yes, you did. Shut up. Don't lie.
I will.
I'll give you the real story.
You don't. No,
wasn't it the
story?
Owner's daughter or something?
Both of them.
Remember.
You had a pair of two women on the same station.
The culture has changed a bit.
Only one of
them. It's totally changed. It's all changed. But there's no rules against it.
No, but I think people are being a little more careful about it, if anything.
But at Christmas parties, people start drinking. We really liked you. Because nobody's drunk at work, so they're out. They see it's. It's like for years you see somebody at the cubicle, wherever you're working at, and then you're drinking. Now, how you doing?
There was a survey on CBS Sunday Morning, and this is another one of those surveys where I think people lied.
Yeah.
Have you ever had too much to drink at an office Christmas party?
Yes.
And only 24% said yes.
Yes.
I think that's a little low.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever gotten out of hand at a Christmas party.
That doesn't mean you didn't have too much to drink.
What he said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe I had too much to drink, but I didn't get in anybody's face.
Yeah, but you don't get that's not your type of drunk.
That's not.
You're not an in-your-face drunk.
That sounds like a fight thing, too.
Yeah.
I'm talking about lovey-dovey stuff or saying stupid stuff on the mic like I did a couple years back.
That wasn't stupid. I know.
I loved it.
No.
Still back that.
Todd's a come here and give me a hug type of drunk. So, yeah, nobody would say that you got out of hand.
Oh, somebody might.
Well, you put the tongue out there.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want that.
I know I didn't.
Yeah, whatever. You did. Now you say that.
That night.
You called me hun.
But that's also going to be a culture thing, too, though, because you don't see Office Christmas Party anymore like the movie. And that was crazy.
Oh, no.
Because everybody's afraid of lawsuits. Half of them don't even have booze, I'm sure. They have luncheons.
Well, also,
you know, this place is actually just having a luncheon, right?
No, I haven't heard of anything this year.
Yeah, just saying. It was a luncheon. That means there's no food.
Yeah, a couple of years ago they did that, yeah. I think there was a magician.
Oh, we're going to a client thing, but that's just a client thing. And there's got to be alcohol there because clients want alcohol.
I missed the magician?
I wouldn't say you missed it, Bob.
I would say more and more companies are going the way of just not having a Christmas party.
Because they're afraid of lawsuits and people drinking.
That and it costs money.
Yeah.
And the lawsuits and the people drinking.
And the money.
And the money. I know that's
pretty Imagine the hundreds of dollars they'll save.
Certain places.
Yeah. Imagine the budget hero they'll be when they go to headquarters and say, we're going to spend $600 on a Christmas party, but we didn't.
I think they still should, though. I really do, because I know that we always shun events. But the fact is, if you hang out with people and you're all drinking, you don't see them in social situations ever, you get to go. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know? All these people I see in the hallway from all the different radio stations we own, if we all were drinking in some bar, it'd be kind of cool. We'd all be hanging out and having a good time. Because we don't get the chance to drink together here, and you and I leave here at 9:48.
We try to.
I have actually uttered the words, it's 10:02. You're late. You got to be quicker than that if you want to catch him. Yeah. And that was to the boss.
It is the Time Person of the Year has just been released.
Once again, before you say this, because I'm not sure what it is, it doesn't mean always good things. It's just such a misnomer that people don't understand, because Hitler was a Time Person of the Year. It's just people that affect the world.
Influence.
Either good or bad. But so when people rally around, I'm the Time Person, sometimes people have been named this because they've been bad.
Influencers.
What, Ayatollah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Was it the kid in a cage, kid in a dog kennel, was the Time Person of the Year?
No, not this year.
All the Thai boys in the cave.
The girl that was shot on that bus, remember? The one that lived? No. Wasn't she like the
Malala?
Wasn't she the Person of the Year once?
I believe so.
She may have been, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was years past.
But she was that was just a couple years back. But she was a good person, right? Who is it? Patient number one.
Patient.
I'm sorry. Individual number one.
No.
Good, because he would have thought it was positive.
I thought that was going to be in there as well. But
I think
turns out it is the murdered Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The victims of the Capitol Gazette shooting in Maryland.
Oh, a couple of them.
Filipino journalist Maria Ressa and jailed journalist Hua Lone and Kia So Uhas. Collectively, all named Time's Person of the Year.
Good, okay. Because freedom of the press should exist.
So they're calling them the Guardians.
Yes, they are.
Or some people call them the enemies.
Right.
Like Jared Kushner.
Right, they do.
Hey, dude, I know you killed somebody. Here's how to get through that.
The enemies of the people.
Yeah.
So it's a nod to the press in general.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, it would seem to be.
The Guardians and the War on Truth.
Good.
The War on Truth.
Right.
We can't have that.
Well, no, you
we can't have the truth.
You can have your truth, and I can have my truth.
Yeah, but the real truth.
We can all have our own truth.
The real truth
everybody
wins
gets
out, though.
Some. And I know a story that Tyler absolutely hates, and it makes perfect sense. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
First of all, I love the song. Since it was brand new, I love the song because we're that old. But what I don't like about these stories is, they do turn on young people to good music, but the reason it's the number one downloaded song of all time now is because it just recently probably spiked because of the movie, correct?
Oh, it's officially the 20th century's
of course
most streamed song,
right?
With 1.6 billion worldwide streams.
It also spiked during Wayne's World, but people that were alive during Wayne's World remember the original release.
They weren't were they streaming music then?
No, they weren't even streaming.
Yeah, and we're talking streams.
So this is post Wayne's World. Because of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Why would that make you mad?
No, it doesn't make me mad. It's because the song's always been good. And I should say it makes me mad because young people find out there's good music and Post Malone sucks ass. You know? And the Mumfords and Sons, God, they were brutal. This is good, though. This was good. Dolly Parton's Stairway to Heaven. I got to change this out of the CD player.
You do.
it's the only thing in there now, so I apologize.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.